Blog Talk Radio.
There we go.
Hey, welcome to Pro Talk. I'm the Mighty Oba on our initial program. We're going to have a good time on this show as we talk about the NFL and preview the season as it goes. We're going to make some predictions that I think a lot of you are going to enjoy. On my right here is the Knicks fan, one of my famous people. How you doing, buddy?
I'm blessed, most famous. How are you?
Glad to have you here. And on the left, he is the editor, my road dog, the rad man, George Radney from the Challenger. How you doing, buddy?
Wonderful. All right. Good. Hello, everyone.
Ready to talk about it again. A season ready to start. Today is the first day of the season. Chicago Bears against the Green Bay Packers. We're going to start talking about the NFC East, though. The NFC East has had a little controversy, beginning with the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Will Dak Prescott get his contract? It looks like Zeke has his. Amari Cooper wants a new contract. What do you guys think about the NFC East? I'll start with George.
Well, somebody's going to get left out there in Dallas. There is a salary cap. If this was like Major League Baseball where there's no salary cap, Dallas would be in great shape. But with the salary cap, somebody's going to get left out. Dak, they got to present something to him. This guaranteed money. Hey, they're going to have to cut some players this year.
Definitely. What do you think? Jason Garrett, is he in a little trouble? This guy got to have a winning season, right?
I think he's in serious trouble, and I agree with George. I don't think they're going to have enough money to pay everyone.
Do you keep it in the triplet format? That was the old format Jimmy Johnson did. He took care of Michael Irvin. He took care of Emmitt Smith. He took care of Troy Aikman and everything built around that. But he also had a pretty good defense, if you remember, George.
Yes, he did. Their defense was outstanding. And they already taken care of Jalen Ramsey. I like him. I always liked him at Notre Dame. I thought with that serious knee injury he had in the Fiesta Bowl, and the Cowboys were lucky that other teams passed on him. And the Cowboys waited that year. He sat out a year. Because he had serious nerve damage to that knee. Now you can see he's back to Jalen Ramsey form, and boy, he's ready to go. And they signed him to a big deal recently.
How about the Washington Redskins? Jay Gruden, is he on the hot seat?
I think he's on the hot seat, but I think he will get employment with his brother when they get rid of
him. Right.
What if his brother's unemployed? Well, he's got a 10-year contract.
He's got a 10-year contract. He's not going anywhere. And it's going to be interesting to see when that rookie from, I think it's from Ohio State, when he hits the field.
Hopkins, okay. But Case Keenum is starting.
Yes.
Case Keenum is a starter. How long does he last?
I would say half the season. Until they get into a losing record, I think they could. Case Keenum could be there at least for the first 8 games. The last 4 games of the season, if they're out of it, Dwayne Haskins should be in there.
All right, let's move to Philadelphia. What about Doug Peterson? He's done a pretty good job with Philly, won a Super Bowl. Is he in trouble, or is he in? He's on pretty solid ground there, I think.
I think he's on pretty solid ground.
But does Carson Wentz, is he able to stay on the football field?
That's the million-dollar question. When he's on the field, he's very productive, but, you know, he does have a history of being injured a lot. So we'll just have to wait and see on that one.
What do you think, George?
He likes to run. He's a running quarterback. He can throw from the pocket, but he throws very well on the run. And Carson Wentz got a hold of himself to throwing the ball. Because remember now, the last couple of times he's been injured is because he was actually physically running with the ball. And it looked like it was simple tackles that blew out his knee, and he was done. So he just got to control his running and get the ball to the receivers downfield.
Now, Pat Schumer is the head coach of the New York Giants. Eli Manning is the quarterback now. He took the controversial choice passed on Dwayne Haskins and took, what's his name, David Jones.
David Jones, yes.
What do you think about the New York Giants?
Well, they're in the rebuild mode. Saquon Barkley is there. Eli Manning, it's a cold weather. Eli Manning was going to do well the first eight games, but once you get those leaves changing and they start and that wind start picking up there at the Meadowlands around week five or six, and definitely in the second half of the season, he reminds me of some of the quarterbacks the Bills had in the past. When that weather gets bad and nasty, his arm strength decreases, and he can't get the ball to the receivers in a timely fashion. That's Eli Manning, and I think he'll see David Jones by week 10.
This show is originating out of Buffalo, New York. The Buffalo Bills are on their way to play the New York Giants next week. What do you think about the New York Giants, Pat Schumer? He could be on a short leash in New York as a head coach because, you know, that is the most treacherous place to be a head coach in the world, really, in New York City. What's your thoughts on the New York Giants?
I think if he doesn't win, I think he's out of there. And like George says, Eli, I don't think he's going to last the whole season. And I realize it was preseason. But the rookie quarterback, he showed some promises. But it's going to be interesting when they bench Eli. What's going to be the reaction of the fans?
Who are you picking in the NFCs?
I have to go with Dallas.
Dallas. George?
Philadelphia.
I'm going with Philadelphia also. So we're 2-1
okay.
against the Knicks, man.
Okay.
Knicks fan is picking Dallas. I'm picking Philly. George is picking Philly. Let's move on to the NFC West. Los Angeles Rams, pretty stacked team, bringing back a lot of their talent. What's your thoughts on the Los Angeles Rams?
I think people had time to figure them out. I think the Rams will be good defensively. Jared Goff, I'm still not sold on him. Todd Gurley, I think there's something wrong with his knee. They didn't do any type of operation, allegedly. So it's quite strange because he was very – I think they could have won that Super Bowl if Todd Gurley was 100%. And he definitely was not down the stretch or in the playoffs. So if Todd Gurley is not 100%, the Rams aren't going anywhere.
What do you think about the Rams?
I agree with what George said, but also I'm a little concerned about them giving this quarterback that
Jared Goff, big money,
big
$110 million guaranteed.
Is he worth it?
No.
I thought he was figured out in the Super Bowl.
He was.
Exactly.
He was figured out before the Super Bowl
because
the last couple of playoff games, it was the defense that really kept him in there.
Okay, let's move on to the San Francisco 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. Quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo is coming back. What's your thoughts on them? I think they're going to struggle.
He has a lot of money, big contract. They just don't have a total nucleus of players. I think they blew it when they drafted the defensive guy that's now almost out of the league. I think he's in Washington now, the guy that was the linebacker that –
And they drafted Bosa. He's hurt, too.
And Bosa hurt, too. Both of the Bosa boys, to me, they're just average. They're speed guys.
Train
That's race. All they are.
Train
race. They stay injured, and I think San Francisco will stay in the middle of the pack.
What do you think?
I think the
49ers, struggle.
49ers will struggle. And I also think that a lot of people are going to realize that Shanahan is not the coach for that team.
Okay. Arizona Cardinals, Cliff Kingsbury, new head coach. They really didn't give the previous coach much of a chance. What do you think about them? I think they're going to have a little bit of a struggle also.
Yeah, the way they did Steve Wilks last year, they're going to be in last place, the Cardinals. Cliff Kingsbury, he's never had a winning record anywhere he's been. Kyler Murray, I like him. He's a smaller guy. He got to roll out to throw the ball. He got to get seven steps back. And I think teams are going to be able to get on that spread with four or five receivers on the field. I think Arizona is in trouble.
You think Arizona struggles?
I do. And by the mid-season, I think a lot of teams are going to figure out their offense. And Murray, the offensive line is not that strong. I don't think this kid's going to last the whole season.
Seattle Seahawks, I believe, will win that division. This is the last team we're looking at. Pete Carroll, he still has a pretty good amount of talent. He still has Russell Wilson. He just got Javion Clowney, which is an awesome thing for him. So
really?
They should have a pretty good defense this year.
Yes, with Clowney joining them, and that replaced Frank Clark that they lost earlier in free agency. It's funny how the teams that win always seem to find guys to replace the guys they lose. And Pete Carroll is a good head coach. He has them. Russell Wilson is an outstanding quarterback, and I think Seattle will win that division hands down.
What do you think, Seattle?
No, I think the Rams will win the division, but I think Seattle will come in second.
Okay. I'm picking Seattle. I'm picking the Rams to come in second.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Fair enough? You agree with that?
Yeah, because it's going to be a battle for the basement, the 49ers and the, the Cardinals.
All right. NFC North, we have the Chicago Bears. Matt Nagy did a pretty good job last year. Mitchell Trubisky is the quarterback. Change on defense. Chuck Pagano takes over. He's always been a good coordinator. The defense should they've got a pretty good defense.
Very good defense. The offense is going to struggle because Mr. Trubisky is not a true NFL quality quarterback, no matter how you slice it. Let's see if he can not turn. He turned the ball over an awful lot last year. That's why Chicago had to either win or lose by field goals a year ago because of Mitchell Trubisky.
What do you think, Nick Sam?
I think the defense is going to be key. I think that they're going to have to pull out a lot of games. I'm not really sold on their starting quarterbacks.
I agree with both of you. One thing I want to say about the Chicago Bears, I do believe the defensive MVP is on that team.
Yes.
I think Khalil Mack is if he can stay healthy.
Right.
Yes.
This
right.
guy is a wrecking ball.
Yes. He's not
himself.
That big. He's not
no.
a big guy at all.
Nice guy, too. And we have the Minnesota Vikings as a team in that division. Mike Zimmer, is he on the hot seat?
I would say no. No, he's not on the hot seat. I think he has a nice team. He keeps that team even keeled. Kirk Cousins coming into his second year with the team. I think he's getting a little bit more comfortable with the offense. And I think you're going to see a much better Kirk Cousins this year than last year with the Vikings.
What do you think about the Vikings?
I think the head coach is on a short lease. And I also think that this is time for Kirk to really, you know, he puts up great numbers, but it's time now for these numbers to turn into victories.
He's got to win some games.
He's got to win some
games. Got to win some games. All right. Green Bay Packers, Matt LaFleur taking over. Another guy that comes out of the dust as a head coach.
Yeah, another. I don't know. Where do they find these guys? I'm telling you, even Aaron Rodgers want to know where they found Matt LaFleur. I think as the season goes on, if Green Bay's not winning, I think you're going to see Aaron Rodgers maybe do a lot of his own play calling. He's going to take the play calling away from, in this case, the head coach and the offensive coordinator there in Green Bay, because it's already been a power struggle so far. And I think if they start losing, watch out for the fireworks, and I think Aaron Rodgers will just take over.
What do you think about Green Bay?
Okay, with the diva Aaron Rodgers, I think that that's a recipe for disaster. This coach that they got, like George says, if they're not winning, Aaron is going to say, well, listen, this is my team, you know, and I think that's going to be a problem. I think it may be a power structure.
Could be a problem when you have an inexperienced coach with an all-pro quarterback, one of the best that's played the game. All right, Detroit Lions, last team in this division. I call them New England Part 4. Mm-hmm. Matt Patricia is the head coach. He was the former defensive coordinator for the New England Patriots. Quarterback Matthew Stafford is, you know, he's... Mm-hmm. He's a competitor. He has to keep his health. Mm-hmm. I think Detroit is going to be fighting for second or third in this division. What do you think?
I think so. I think you look for a complete overhaul. They already have had more players in, including the former UB star quarterback Tyreek Jackson has been in there trying out. They've had so many guys come in this week. It lets you know that Matt Patricia is not satisfied with his 53-man roster, and he's going to probably tweak it throughout the season.
Can I ask the both of you something about Detroit? I never understood why they ran out Martin Mayhew. I thought Martin Mayhew did a pretty good job as general manager. Mm-hmm. And Jim Caldwell, you fired him with a winning record. Same thing you did to Lovie Smith in Chicago. And I think it sets your team back when you make those types of decisions. I just think Jim Caldwell being released from the Detroit Lions was one of the worst mistakes they've made in recent years.
I concur. I concur wholeheartedly. Yeah. Well, maybe that's one reason why.
All we ever done is win.
Yeah.
Maybe that's one reason why, from a historical point of view, Barry Sanders took his ball and left.
He just got him.
And the wide receiver, Calvin Johnson.
Yeah,
he said, hey, I'm done. I'm retired. I'm retired.
Both of them retired and didn't look back.
No.
All right, let's move to the NFC South, one of my favorite divisions in football, because I think this is going to be a very competitive division. Let's start with the Atlanta Falcons head coach Dan Quinn, veteran quarterback Matt Ryan, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Start with George. What do you think about the Atlanta Falcons?
I like the Falcons. I like their team. I think after 2 years removed from the Super Bowl, I think they've come back from the Super Bowl blues. I think they're going to have a very outstanding season. And as a matter of fact, I think they'll win that division this year.
I think so. I have no problem with that. Hey, what do you think?
I think
NFC South.
I think the Falcons is the team to be. And but I'm also interested in Jacksonville. I would like to see if what's the guy named Nick Foles, if he can actually.
Jacksonville is another division.
Oh,
NFC
mistake.
South.
Okay. All right. Well, as yeah. I was saying, I think Atlanta is going to be the team to beat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my pick in that division is the New Orleans Saints. So let's not forget about the Saints come marching in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They've had 2 years of heartbreak, so that's why I think it's time for them to kind of.
The one team that I think
back.
Is going to struggle in that division is the Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
Oh, no question.
Oh, their personnel is not that,
right.
not up to par.
Cam is
compared
not.
Compared to their division.
Right.
Cam is not right yet.
Not totally healthy.
No, he's not right.
What
yet.
About the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? They're going to improve under Bruce Arians.
I have Tampa Bay actually being right there for an opportunity because of the coaching. The coaching is going to, Jameis Winston is going to get coached up. And the defense has already got outstanding.
Todd Bowles
Todd
is a
Bowles,
great coordinator.
And that special teams coach, every offensive coordinator, Brian Leftwich. I think Tampa Bay, you're going to see them. They got a chance to win the division as well.
What do you think about Tampa Bay?
I'm not really that keen on Tampa. I think they may end up being next to last in the standings. But I'm hoping that Jameson can really show that he's a legitimate franchise QB, or else he will probably have to seek employment elsewhere.
Jameis Winston has put the work in,
mm-hmm.
and
he looks like he's dropped some
definitely
weight.
Definitely something Bruce Arians has talked about. He's definitely put the work in. All right, let's move on to the AFC. We're right on time. Let's start with the AFC West, which is going to be very competitive.
Mm.
Denver Broncos, new coach Vic Fangio. You know they're going to play competitive defense with Vic Fangio as their quarterback. And the quarterback now is Joe Flacco,
yeah.
which is
yeah.
a move they made during the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be solid defensively. They've got a pretty good defensive mantra there already. But what about the offense? That was the struggle with this team last year. We'll start with George. What do you think about the Denver Broncos?
Once again, Joe Flacco, he throws the ball deep. He has a hard time throwing over the middle in the short passes. Up there in Denver, he should have a good season. I think they'll do all right. I think they'll come out the gates right away and defeat Oakland with Oakland all the turmoil they have. I think Denver will be in the mix.
What do you think? Denver?
I think Denver will have a competitive team, but I think Kansas City will be the cream of the crop in that division.
All right. What do you think about the Chiefs?
Boy, that's a strong unit there. I mean,
for
a team to give away a LeSean McCoy and don't get anything back for him. It's totally outrageous, and I'm sure Andy Reid is just loving Buffalo because he got Mahomes.
Thank you so much.
He got Mahomes and now LeSean McCoy directly from the Bills, basically. And so I got Kansas City. Actually, I have Kansas City making the Super Bowl. I have them in the Super Bowl. I have them not only running the division, but I have them making it to the Super Bowl, barring injuries, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What your take on the Kansas City Chiefs?
I think that they are, like George said, I think that they will probably make it to the bowl, and I think that they are the best team in that division.
Will they win the division?
Yes. Oh, yes.
You're picking Kansas City?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I don't disagree with that. How about the Oakland Raiders? Head coach John Gruden, quarterback is David Carr. What are your thoughts? I will start with George.
My thoughts are what Mike Tomlin of the Steelers said years ago. No matter how good a player is, if you see a player move from team to team to team, it's something going on with that player when they show up for practice. It's something that goes on that you don't see on Sundays, but you see during the week.
Right.
And that's playing out with AB right now, and it's starting to be seen by everybody now.
Definitely.
And I think he's always been a problem. And it lets you know that there's a lot of things I bet happen in Pittsburgh that the Steelers just never let you know about dealing with them.
And knowing Mike Tomlin, one of the coolest customers I have ever interviewed or talked to as far as a head coach, it's difficult for me to understand why AB acted the way he did, but now we're seeing it out in Oakland. AB, of course, there's always issues. You never feel that you're being paid. You're just due, but that's business. Now you're doing stuff that's going to get you thrown out of the league. What do you think about the Oakland Raiders?
I think the Raiders are going to be in trouble. I think AB is going to blow that team up. He's obviously a diva. I think he wants to be a modern-day T.O., but I think the young man is going the wrong way.
And also, that's another team. There's several teams in the league right now that are functioning without real general managers, because let's face it, Mike Mayock is
not
general
a real
manager.
General. He's a TV guy.
He's a TV guy.
And they're in – in between locations. They're moving to Las Vegas when their stadium is completed, I think, by next year. So that's another thing with this team. But I don't pick the Raiders to get very far this year. One team I do think has a pretty solid team, but he has some injury problems coming into the season, and that's the Los Angeles Chargers. I love their head coach, Anthony Lynn. I thought he should have been the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, but he was not given that opportunity. He got an opportunity with the Los Angeles Chargers. Their quarterback is Phillip Rivers, but their backup is Tyrod Taylor. Very solid at the quarterback position. We'll start with the Knicks fan. What's your thought on the Los Angeles Chargers?
I love the Rams, and I concur with you.
The Chargers.
And
I know it gets hard to get used to. It's all right.
And I concur with you. I think Lynn should have been our coach. And as far as Phillip goes, Rivers is a heck of a quarterback. And in fact, that quarterback class that he was in, I think he's going to turn out to be the best.
Mm-hmm. He's a pretty good quarterback, no doubt about that. What about Melvin Gordon? Does he get signed?
I would think he's coming back, but he's not going to get signed. I think he's going to have to come back because the Spanos family, they don't like the pay. And the Spanos, they're not going to give in to Melvin Gordon, especially when he's an injury-prone running back, too. It's a big difference. I think he comes back. If he doesn't, cool, he sets out, then he hopefully becomes a free agent next year. But the biggest problem with the Chargers is that people don't seem to point a finger at is Phillip Rivers. He doesn't, when you get to week 10 through 16, his arm strength goes. He doesn't have the arm strength that he used to finish off the last second half of the season.
All right, the next two divisions, we're going to move a little bit quicker here because we're only on a half hour on this program, but let's move on. We're all picking Kansas City to win the AFC West.
Yes.
All right, AFC North, who are you picking to win that division?
I'm picking the Steelers. The Steelers are going to bounce back. They got rid of AB. They brought in more cornerbacks this year. They got the new linebacker that they drafted.
Devin Bush.
Their defense is strengthening up, and their offense is still in pretty good shape. J.J. Schuster. They still have running backs and talent in there. I think the Steelers will win it with Baltimore coming in second.
All right. Baltimore, he has Baltimore coming in second with Pittsburgh winning that division. Who are you picking, Knicks fan?
I agree with George, and I also think that the Steelers are going to be out to try to prove something. I think they are going to try to want to prove that they can get by without AB.
So you're picking Pittsburgh
and
Baltimore.
I'm picking Pittsburgh, right.
That's not bad. Not bad at all. And I know Cleveland looks good on paper, but we're going to see how they turn out.
Mm-hmm.
And Cincinnati, you know, their head coach is Zach Taylor. I don't know where they find these
Zach
guys.
Taylor. Freddie Kitchens is from my Freddie Kitchens is from my family's hometown of Gaston, Alabama. A lot of Radneys played football with him at Gaston High School, but he never was a coach down there.
Right.
This guy wasn't a coach anywhere until a head coach, that is, until now.
Wasn't Zach Taylor a president? He was one of our
presidents. Zachary Taylor.
Well, that's damn Zach Taylor.
Close. It won't help him in Cincinnati.
You're still going to incur fines. You're going to incur fines. All right, let's move to the AFC South. Who are you picking in this division? Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Houston, and the Tennessee Titans. I think Jacksonville wins this division with Indianapolis and Houston fighting out for second.
Okay, I like Indianapolis winning the division.
I like Houston.
You like Houston?
I like Houston.
Houston still has a decent team.
Whenever
you have a quarterback, you have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it funny that Andrew Luck retires and you still rewarded the quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, with a new contract?
Yeah.
Obviously, they have some confidence in him.
And they got a good offensive line. It's a shame that Andrew Luck had to be seriously hurt because this is really the best team. This would have been the best team that he would have been playing for in this Colts. Seven years that he's played there, this would have been the best unit. So you knew he had to be seriously hurt not to want to play with these guys.
All right, let's move to the home division for us because we originating out of Western New York. Who wins the AFC East? I still feel that the New England Patriots will win the division with the Jets and the Bills fighting out for second and third. Dolphins obviously are in a rebuild but could surprise some people. You never know. We'll start with George. Who are you picking in AFC?
Patriots, hands down. Patriots will win the division, sad to say, rather easily once again.
What do you think, Nick Smith?
Patriots.
Patriots, hands down?
Hands down. As long as you got Belichick and Tom, you have a heck of a chance to win.
even without Tom, I think the Belichick thing after this Super Bowl even looms larger.
Oh, no question.
Because he shut down a pretty powerful Los Angeles Rams.
Best coach in football.
Football team.
Best coach in football.
And you can't, you know, you just can't deny it. But let's talk a little bit about the hometown team. What are your thoughts on the Buffalo Bills coach Sean McDermott? Josh Allen, let's start with Sean McDermott. I don't separate the two with the general manager McDermott being. What are your thoughts on the Buffalo Bills starting with George?
I thought that it was a big flop with the McCoy deal. I thought you should have traded him a year ago to get some value from him. Instead, you didn't do that. You gave him to KC. You gave him to just to anybody who could work out a deal for him. The Bills right now, Josh Allen, remember now, the Bills moved from number 12 down to number 7 to pick a guy that's inconsistent with accuracy. I've never seen that done before, someone move up in the draft to get a quarterback that has accuracy problems, and he has to clean that up starting this season. He has quality receivers, Josh Allen does. But unfortunately, that offensive line is still not together. Just ever since these guys have come in, I must say something about Rex Ryan. He knows how to put an offensive line together, and he knows how to run a football.
Absolutely. Led the league 2 years in a row rushing the football.
Exactly. And Sean McDermott, we could see his forte is defense. We still haven't seen a whole lot out of his coaching staff and performance on the offensive side of the ball.
What do you think, Knicks fan? What about the Buffalo Bills?
I think the Buffalo Bills has an inept head coach. Like George says, I question a lot of the decisions that this man has made. And I don't understand now. Supposedly, Josh, I think he was something like 56% last year. That's not going to get it done. He turned out to be more of a running threat. If that was the case, you should have kept Tyrod. Because that's what you claimed, that you got rid of him because he wasn't passing. But Josh is doing the same thing, and I think Tyrod's percentage was much better.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that we noticed. Josh Allen is definitely going to have to increase his percentages. Let's talk about a good thing about this team. Defensively, under Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott, they should be solid defensively.
They should be, and that's going to carry the team because I can't see – Ed Oliver causing trouble in being almost in that nose gap between the nose guard, between the guard and the center. And they're going to have to double team on him. That should free up Jerry Hughes and Trent Murphy on the ends. And no edge rushers should be able to come in on opposing offenses. And the secondary is very strong. Micah Hyde and Poyer, those guys. Kevin Johnson can come in and play some. You got Levi Wallace on the corner now, Tre'Davious White. They got a very strong secondary, very strong defense.
Defensively, on the back end, in the middle, they should be pretty good. Do you feel that defensively under Leslie Frazier, they should be able to compete with most teams in the NFL?
Oh, yes. I think that they should be able to do well against most teams, but I wish they would tamper their getting penalties, unnecessary penalties. Play smart ball. Don't give the ball. Don't give the game away by making mistakes that you know better. And, you know, one player in particular, I'm not going to name him, but I think most people
name
know
him.
Jerry.
Jerry cut him down last year.
He cut him down even more.
Down his penalties tremendously last year.
I mean, he's a heck of a ball player.
Great ball player.
But come on, man, don't let your emotions get away with you.
One player both of you did not mention that should ball out because he's trying to get a contract, Shaq Lawson should have a pretty good year if he can stay healthy.
He should. He's Shaq Lawson on the edge. I think he's going to benefit as well from Ed Oliver, and he should be able to make some edge rushes throughout the season. Tremaine Edmonds, in his second year, he's a young guy. He got to be able to plug the holes.
And why is Zay Jones still on the team?
Zay Jones had a decent preseason. Maybe he didn't get the ball the way he should. But remember, he's a draft choice. You're always going to give them a little bit more consideration. All right. Let's pick. We've done the divisions. Mm-hmm. Who are you picking for the AFC? Who's coming out of the AFC? You said Kansas City.
I have the Kansas City Chiefs coming out of the AFC.
Represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. Who you picking?
KC and the Sunshine Band.
You're picking KC and the Sunshine Band.
KC and the Sunshine
Band. I'm going against you. You know who I'm picking? Guess.
I have no idea.
New England Patriots.
New England Patriots. Well, they barely got by, KC.
I understand. I'm still picking the New England Patriots to win the division and win an additional conference title, and we'll go to the Super Bowl again. I'm picking the New England Patriots in the AFC. NFC, who are you picking? Wow. We'll start with the Knicks fan. Who's winning in NFC?
NFC, Who's in the NFC? NFC East, NFC East or West?
Anyway.
No, NFC.
For the Super Bowl.
The conference.
I would take Dallas.
You're taking Dallas, to win the NFC.
Yes.
Who are you picking, George?
The Eagles. Philadelphia Eagles.
You're picking the Eagles to go?
Yes.
I am not.
Who are you picking?
I am picking the New Orleans Saints are going to go marching in.
Man.
I believe the New Orleans Saints are going to get it back and are going back to the Super Bowl. We're in our last 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is going to be the wild card NFC?
For the NFC, I think two for the NFC. I think, boy, the NFC is going to be very difficult.
I'd say Dallas will be one.
No doubt. Dallas should be in there as a wild card.
How about Atlanta?
I see Atlanta and also see the Vikings. I see the Vikings.
Vikings
in there as a wild
card.
Vikings in Dallas.
Vikings in Dallas? But you picked Dallas to win the conference.
I mean, you get me confused now.
I don't want to confuse you.
I mean, the Vikings. Vikings and who else is in there?
Don't forget the Saints. You're just going to rule out the Saints?
The Saints, yeah.
That's
why
I got win in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or the Atlanta Falcons. I think the Saints or the Atlanta Falcons will definitely be the ones. All right, I want to thank you gentlemen for being with me on our initial program. I want to thank you for tuning in to Pro Talk. We're going to be here every week right here, this station, various podcasts. I want to thank all of our podcast affiliates. We will be heard in Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Oakland, California, and Buffalo, New York, and Rochester. We're going to be on the Rochester Cable Network also. So make sure each week you tune in to Pro Talk with the Mighty Oba. Various guests. We're going to give this man a week off next week, and we might give George a week off, but I'll be here every week. No, I don't know. We might have him back next week also. But we want to thank all of you, and make sure that you keep your dial set right here when it's time for Pro Talk with the Mighty Oba to be on. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.